Chapter 13, Beyond the VA, Resources You Should Know About. More Than One Door to Help. The Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, plays a central role in supporting veterans with PTSD, TBI, and other service-related needs. But for many, the VA is only one part of the bigger picture. While the VA provides important care and benefits, it can also come with long wait times, confusing paperwork, and gaps in services that leave veterans and their families feeling stuck or overlooked. That's why it's so important to know what else is out there. Across the country, and often right in our own community, there are organizations, programs, and people ready to help. These resources exist to fill in the spaces where the VA stops or slows down. They offer everything from crisis support and therapy to housing, employment, peer mentorship, and family assistance. Whether you're a veteran looking for support or a civilian wanting to help someone you care about, knowing where to turn makes all the difference. This chapter explores the best resources beyond the VA, places where veterans can find help, hope, and a sense of belonging. National nonprofits making a difference. There are dozens of nonprofits across the country that work specifically with veterans, providing services that complement or extend what the VA offers. Here are a few of the most trusted names. Nautical Salute. Nautical Salute is a veteran-founded initiative dedicated to honoring and supporting service members and their families through healing, connection, and community. Central to its mission are therapeutic boating excursions that offer veterans a peaceful, restorative environment to reflect, connect, and begin or continue their path to recovery. By combining nature, fellowship, and purpose, Nautical Salute helps bridge the gap between military and civilian life, ensuring no veteran navigates the waters of healing alone. NauticalSalute.com. Disabled American Veterans, DAV. DAV helps disabled veterans access their earned benefits. They provide free help with VA claims, transportation to medical appointments, and job fairs across the country. Their services are especially helpful for veterans struggling to navigate the complex VA system. Team Red, White, and Blue, Team RWB. This organization focuses on physical and social wellness. Team RWB connects veterans through fitness events, group runs, yoga, hiking, and community gatherings. It's a great resource for veterans who want to stay active and build connections outside of clinical settings. Give an Hour. Give an Hour matches veterans and their families with licensed mental health professionals who offer free therapy. This is ideal for those who may not qualify for VA mental health care or who want more flexibility in choosing a therapist. The mission continues. This group empowers veterans to continue serving their communities through volunteer work. They organize service projects across the country and help veterans find purpose through civic engagement. The Headstrong Project. Headstrong provides confidential, cost-free, and stigma-free mental health treatment for post-9/11 veterans. They work with highly qualified clinicians to treat PTSD, anxiety, and trauma-related challenges. Semper Fi and America's Fund. This fund offers direct financial support, housing assistance, caregiving resources, and adaptive equipment for wounded, ill, or injured service members. It's known for fast response times and personalized support. Local veteran groups, and peer networks. While national organizations are important, local groups provide something national ones often can't: personal connection. These groups are rooted in the community and often run by veterans who know the area, the challenges, and the culture. Veterans of Foreign Wars, VFW, and American Legion posts. These long-standing veteran organizations offer camaraderie, legal aid for claims, social support, and access to local services. Many posts run community events, provide financial support during hard times, and offer spaces for veterans to gather and talk. Vet centers. Though part of the VA, vet centers operate differently. They focus on community-based, confidential counseling for combat veterans and their families. Services include individual and group therapy, marriage counseling, bereavement support, and referral services. Vet centers often feel less formal and more welcoming than standard VA clinics. Veteran Service Officers, VSOs. Many counties and states employ VSOs to help veterans access benefits, file claims, and find resources. These officers know the ins and outs of the system and can be a huge asset for navigating paperwork and appeals. Faith-based and cultural organizations. Many churches, mosques, synagogues, and community centers have veteran support groups or ministries. These often provide not just spiritual care, but meals, transportation, and companionship for isolated veterans. Some are tailored to specific ethnic or cultural backgrounds, offering a safe space to share and heal. Crisis support and helplines. In moments of crisis, having the right number to call can save a life. These services are free, confidential, and available around the clock. Veterans Crisis Line. Call 988 and press 1. Text 838-255. Available 24/7, the Veterans Crisis Line connects veterans and their loved ones with trained responders, many of whom are veterans themselves. They can help in emotional distress, suicidal thoughts, or just when someone needs to talk. National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, also reached by calling 988. This line serves anyone in mental health crisis, including veterans and their families. Military OneSource. Call 800-342-9647. This DOD-funded program provides free, confidential counseling and support to active duty service members, Guard and Reserve, veterans up to 1 year after separation, and their families. Services include financial counseling, legal support, education help, and mental health services. Housing and homeless support. For veterans experiencing housing instability or homelessness, help is out there. These programs offer everything from emergency shelter to long-term housing solutions. HUD-VESH, Housing and Urban Development, VA Supportive Housing. This joint program between the VA and HUD helps homeless veterans find permanent housing using housing vouchers and case management. National Coalition for Homeless Veterans, NCHV. NCHV supports a nationwide network of shelters, transitional housing programs, and outreach teams. They also advocate for better funding and policy solutions at the federal level. Volunteers of America, VOA. VOA operates veteran-specific housing programs in many states, including job training and addiction recovery services. Community Resource and Referral Centers, CRRCs. These are drop-in centers where homeless veterans can access showers, laundry, food, case management, and links to housing programs. They're often connected to larger VA medical centers. Treatment centers and alternative healing. Not all healing happens in hospitals. Some veterans thrive in alternative environments. Retreats, outdoor programs, or holistic care centers designed with them in mind. Boulder Crest Foundation. This nonprofit runs wellness retreats for veterans and families using post-traumatic growth, PTG, models. Their program, Warrior Path, helps veterans shift from struggling to thriving by focusing on purpose and community. Camp Hope, PTSD Foundation of America. Located in Texas, Camp Hope offers long-term residential care for combat veterans suffering from PTSD. Their program blends peer support, counseling, and life skills training. Project Healing Waters. This organization uses fly fishing as therapy. Veterans participate in group outings, learn skills, and form bonds that help with emotional healing. Equine-assisted therapy programs. Working with horses has shown powerful results in helping veterans regulate emotions, reduce anxiety, and rebuild trust. Many local farms offer veteran-specific equine therapy programs. Resources for families and caregivers. Caring for a veteran with PTSD or TBI takes strength, patience, and support. Thankfully, some programs focus on helping those who help veterans. Elizabeth Doyle Foundation, Hidden Heroes. This foundation supports military and veteran caregivers by offering peer support, training, and advocacy. Their Hidden Heroes caregiver community connects spouses, parents, and others who care for wounded warriors. Blue Star Families. Focused on strengthening military families, this group offers events, education, job connections, and mental health resources for spouses and children. TAPS, Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. TAPS offers compassionate care for those grieving the loss of a military loved one. Services include grief counseling, retreats, peer mentorship, and youth support. What to remember. Not every veteran trusts the VA. Some had bad experiences. Some don't qualify. Others just want more choices. That's why it's vital to know what's beyond the VA. These resources can fill in the gaps, provide faster access, and offer different approaches to care. The most important thing is this. No veteran should ever feel alone. Whether it's therapy, housing, employment, or simply a friend to talk to, help is out there. It may take time to find the right fit, but the help is real, and it can make all the difference. In the next chapter, we'll explore what happens when both PTSD and TBI show up together. It's more common than most people think, and more complicated to treat. But with the right understanding and care, even the toughest cases can lead to healing. Let's keep going. The journey is far from over, but you're not walking it alone.